Good morning. I'm Julie Small, and this is the California Report. Two nursing groups in California will meet with Governor Jerry Brown tomorrow to push for state regulators to adopt what they call optimal safety standards for staff interacting with Ebola patients. The nursing groups want all California hospitals to require hands-on training for dealing with people infected with the virus. The meeting comes after the end of the monitoring period for 48 people in Dallas who came in contact with Ebola victim Thomas Eric Duncan. Duncan, who contracted the disease in Liberia, died earlier this month. Two nurses who treated him remain hospitalized with the disease. Governor Brown continues his election push today with a new ad supporting Proposition 1. That's the bond measure that would allow the state to borrow $7.5 billion to spend on water projects. In the ad, the governor reminds Californians that it's been half a century since the construction of the California Water Project, championed by his father, Governor Pat Brown. The governor says California needs Prop 1 to stay strong. But KQED's Dan Brecky reports that a provision that could be used to pay for new dams is drawing fire from some environmentalists and economists.
To hear Governor Jerry Brown tell it, the drought's got every Californian thinking about the state's water problems and how to fix them.
With the worst drought on record, we've seen devastation across California. Our reservoirs way, way down. Land where there used to be water.
On a recent Sunday in Oroville, visitors to the Feather River Hatchery said they were thinking about the drought. But Prop 1, not so much.
Do you know about the water bond on the fall ballot?
No, I don't.
So, have you heard about the water bond?
No, I don't know any more than he does on the water bond, actually.
Okay, so here's some of what you need to know. $7.5 billion in bonds for water supply projects. Things like cleaning up contaminated groundwater and ensuring safe drinking water. Expanding conservation projects like water recycling and stormwater treatment and restoring rivers and streams. But the biggest chunk of money in Prop 1 is $2.7 billion for projects to beef up the state's water supplies. And here's the controversy. Will that money be spent on new dams or on some innovative but yet-to-be-defined underground water storage?
If we don't build these dams, we are headed for a disaster.
Manuel Cunha heads the Nisei Farmers League, which supports the bond. He told an audience on Fresno's Valley Public Radio earlier this month why money from Prop 1 should be used to build dams, especially one proposed for the San Joaquin River.
It is going to serve a real purpose, and for the cost for this reservoir, for this dam, is a very economic means of storage of water for the families, the communities, and agriculture and business.
Legislators who voted for the bond also want to see dams built. But studies of several of the proposed dam projects show they would carry steep price tags and would add little to the state's water storage in an average year. And that's one reason Zeke Grader opposes the measure. He represents a fishing coalition that's fighting Prop 1.
$2.7 billion right off the top of this bond act, plus the interest that's going to have to be paid on that, is for nothing. It's not going to result in any more water for any of our cities, certainly not for our fish.
Grader says provisions that are supposed to ensure new water supply projects help fish and wildlife won't help during drought years when there's so little water anyway. But an environmental lawyer who helped negotiate the water bond says its requirement for fish and wildlife benefits will stop bad projects from getting built. Doug Obigi of the Natural Resources Defense Council says the era of the big dam is behind us.
So what we see when we look at this language is that the old traditional big dams of the 20th and 19th century aren't really going to compete.
So what kind of storage projects should the bond support? Groundwater banking, Obigi says. That's a system that uses underground aquifers to store water instead of surface reservoirs.
There's huge potential for groundwater banking, and we think this bond potentially puts an investment of billions of dollars in groundwater sustainability.
At the University of the Pacific in Stockton, Jeffrey Michael is director of the Business Forecasting Center. He agrees with bond critics that the new dams don't pencil out financially. He and other economists also question whether taxpayers should be chipping in for projects that users ought to pay for. And he points out that when it comes to the nearly $3 billion for water storage, it's not clear yet what Californians are being asked to support.
The issue it raises to me is that people ought to know what they're voting for with the bond issues, right? You know, are we supporting these dams or not.
If you vote for the bond, we'll make sure the state gets it right. That's Doug Obeidji's takeaway message.
The lesson and really the framework this bond sets up is that we live to fight another day. The bond provides resources that the state could use for good or could try to misuse. But there are watchdogs like NRDC that are there to make sure that if Prop 1 passes, we spend that money responsibly.
California voters have passed half a dozen water-related bond measures in the last two decades, worth about $16 billion. And polls show that with no end to the drought in sight, voters also appear to be supporting Proposition 1. For the California Report, I'm Dan Brecke.
Android users will now have access to a smartphone app designed for the public to help catch child predators in California and across the nation. It's also newly available in Spanish. Reporter Alice Daniel has more.
It's called Operation Predator and was originally for the iPhone. The latest versions will give law enforcement greater reach in finding a most wanted list of fugitives who produce or distribute child pornography. Users who download the app can receive alerts, share information on social media, and submit online tips, says Michael Prado, the agent in charge of Homeland Security Investigations in Fresno.
It opens up into a list of actively wanted suspects, including an individual here in the valley from Modesto, as a matter of fact. This is Mr. Eladio Ramirez. He's wanted for lewd and lascivious acts against a child and unlawful sexual intercourse with a minor.
The public has already helped locate several criminals, says Prado. One suspect from the Central Valley town of Delano was arrested in Mexico after authorities received an anonymous tip. The fugitives whose photos are currently on the app have been charged with the most egregious crimes.
Their placement on the app is extremely serious, and we are really asking for as much assistance from the public as possible to bring these individuals to justice. They pose a direct threat to children.
Operation Predator is part of a larger trend in law enforcement to use social media to identify and catch suspects. For the California Report, I'm Alice Daniel in Fresno.
And that's the California Report for Monday, October 20th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Julie Small. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. Stanford Children's Health, bringing innovative care to kids throughout the Bay Area. Learn more at stanfordchildrens.org. And the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995.